Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today it's the third day of our literature unit. We've been talking about the lottery, but this is the lottery that you don't want to win. Usually when we refer to the lottery, we're talking about a national lottery.
Yeah.
Where you buy a ticket and you guess a certain amount of numbers, and if you match those numbers, you can win a lot of money. Have you ever played that kind of lottery before?
I did. I've played it in New York. There was a really big lotto. I think you were going to win like close to $500 million.
Ooh.
So several of my colleagues, we went in on, I think, 20 tickets we bought together.
Okay.
We were going to share the prize if we won. Typically, I don't believe in buying lottery tickets because it's a waste of money. But, you know, every once in a while, I have to try. I've never won anything here in Taiwan. Have you?
I've won maybe 200 NT with those receipts, you know?
Yeah.
You keep the receipts.
I won 50 NT on the receipts.
Oh, you did?
That's all,
okay.
Yeah.
It used to be one ticket. If you matched the last three numbers, you'd win 400. And then later they reduced it to 200. And I don't know what it is now because I think it's a big waste of time.
Oh, it takes a long time.
To keep all those receipts,
yeah.
And to organize them and match the numbers. I don't want to do that stuff anymore. I've got enough money. I'm happy enough. But
those lotteries stands are very popular in Taiwan. I have several in my neighborhood.
They're all over the place,
yeah.
So I guess it's quite popular with people here. But in any case, that's another kind of lottery. We're talking about a very special kind of lottery that exists in Shirley Jackson's story. I don't think it really exists in the real world anywhere, but we're going to be talking about this story today and how it could apply to real life. And you might be surprised that actually it does apply to modern life quite well, although not as literally as an actual stoning lottery. But, let's talk about this now. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson for today, and then we'll discuss it. In Jackson's story, the lottery represents unquestioned traditions that societies follow blindly. The villagers assemble every year for this event, treating it like a normal occurrence, yet in the end, one of them will be killed in a violent manner. Somehow, they're still fully willing to participate, even though it doesn't benefit anyone. Their justification for the lottery is simply that it's part of their culture. Jackson's story serves as a call to future generations. She hopes they'll begin to question some of the traditions in their own societies and eliminate those that are causing harm. Family is another key theme in the lottery. Before the event begins, family members all cluster together side by side. Nevertheless, when a person is selected to be stoned, the bonds of family disappear as everyone takes part in the killing. Then, when the person has died, the family comes together once again to mourn their loss. Jackson is pointing out the unusual patterns of family interaction in society. She implies that while people show affection for their relatives, when times get tough, they are quick to throw stones at them and condemn them for their bad luck. The story also highlights the randomness of persecution in the world. In the story, a villager is killed each year due to nothing but bad luck. What's particularly terrifying is that ordinary people join in Tessie's killing with joy and enthusiasm, even though she has done nothing wrong. This theme remains relevant today, as people are quick to criticize others without always knowing the facts. Many feel that once society has deemed someone's actions to be bad, they are within their rights to bully them without any repercussions.
Okay, guys, we're talking about some of the themes inside the story. Shirley Jackson wrote kind of a horrifying story, I must say. So we're going to talk about why she did it, what she might have been wanting to communicate with her story. It says here the lottery represents unquestioned traditions that societies follow blindly. If you don't question something. You just take it for granted. You don't really think too much about it. You know, it's been done before. We'll just keep doing it. Why stop? But some people actually do think about these things and want to change things so that they better represent humanity, I think. So sometimes you can see societies just following blindly. We often see this in mob violence when groups or gangs get together and violence starts happening. Some people do things they wouldn't do if they weren't within this group, right?
Mm.
They stop thinking, and I think that's kind of what she's getting at. We sometimes follow blindly.
Yeah, you could bring up examples in totalitarian societies like Nazi Germany. They said Jews are bad,
yeah.
And everybody said, well, they're saying it, so yeah, Jews must be bad. Let's kill them. So that kind of element is in this story. Unquestioned traditions.
Yeah.
Everybody follows them blindly, and the villagers assemble every year for this event, treating it like a normal occurrence. To assemble means to get together in one particular place for a particular purpose, and the noun form is assembly. I remember when I was in elementary school, you'd often hear an announcement on the loudspeaker system, hey, we're all gathering for an assembly in the auditorium. The principal needs to talk to you about something. That was
right.
An assembly, that's the noun, when people get together, when they assemble. And again, here they're treating it like a normal occurrence. Occurrence, this is a noun. It just refers to some kind of event or incident.
Yeah, something that happens. Yet in the end, one of them will be killed in a violent manner, which we know is being stoned to death, which is as violent as it gets. Somehow, they're still fully willing to participate, even though it doesn't benefit anyone. Yeah, why are they going along with this? It's kind of crazy. It's like their choice, their freedoms have been taken away, and they just follow along and do as they're told. It's too bad that you know, we get to that point where we're not thinking and questioning what's going on around us. Now, their justification for the lottery is simply that it's part of their culture. Hey, not everything that's part of your culture is good. So it's probably a good thing to step back and question what's going on in some of the traditions that you have. If you justify something, it means you're showing something to be reasonable or right. You're giving reasons or proving that it's okay. Justification is the noun form of the verb to justify. When I was little, sometimes, you know, I would hit my little sister. Okay, I'll just admit it. But my justification was she took my clothes. So I was just, you know, getting back at her for taking my clothes. I wasn't really wrong. That was my justification.
You were justified because you were seeking justice. There needed to be balance in people's behavior. So they basically have their excuse here or their justification. Well, we're doing it because it's part of our culture. Maybe if somebody from some other country like Canada came down and they were appalled that this was going on. How can you people allow this? And the people responded, well, it's just part of our culture. We've always done it. Who are you to criticize us? So again, they just say it's part of their culture. And Jackson's story serves as a call to future generations. Here the phrase is to serve as something. That just means that is its purpose. Okay, Jackson's story wants to call some kind of warning to future generations. Don't let this happen to you. Don't just do things blindly just because someone says you have to.
Well, she hopes they'll begin to question some of the traditions in their own societies and eliminate those that are causing harm. To eliminate means to get rid of. So she's hoping that this story she's written, The Lottery, will actually bring benefit to some of these cultures that have traditions that aren't necessarily good or helpful to people, and those especially that are causing harm. I know sometimes it's difficult as we look at other cultures and we think, why are they doing that? But if it is causing harm, I think It definitely should be questioned. We talked about how there are still stonings going on in the Middle East, especially by husbands and fathers and brothers who feel that their sister, wife, or daughter has had an affair with somebody. They have the option to go out and stone them to death. That's part of their culture.
Yeah, and people look the other way and say, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, our holy book says it's okay, so why not, you know? But in any case, I did want to mention here that when I read this story back in middle school or high school, I can't remember, the reason they were having the lottery was to ensure a good harvest for the village. This article here doesn't seem to mention that. That's one of the reasons they have the lottery. They're like sacrificing somebody.
Oh, really?
So that the whole village can experience a good harvest. But there's also the element that people are just doing this and they don't question. Well, really? Does sacrificing a person actually guarantee a harvest? Mm. What is the scientific relationship? Unless you throw the body in the field and the body fertilizes the crops or something. But, yeah, there's no real justification for that. And so that's one of the themes, which is tradition or culture. And then in the next paragraph here, it talks about the theme of family. Mm-hmm. So family is another key theme in the lottery. Of course, remember when they were doing the first step, it was all the separate families that were drawing that slip of paper from that black box. More specifically, the head of the household, the father, was the one who was drawing that slip of paper.
Well, before the event begins, family members all cluster together side by side. This cluster together is similar to the assemble word we have in the first paragraph. To cluster together just means to group together. One of my favorite candies in the world is called a peanut cluster. And it's chocolate with peanuts, and you pour the chocolate over the peanuts, and then it hardens into this little group of peanuts. It is awesome. Those are peanut clusters. So cluster together means to group together, and the family members are side by side. Nevertheless, when a person is selected to be stoned, the bonds of family disappear as everyone takes part in the killing. Suddenly, that close family group separates when someone's picked to be stoned, and even family members of the person who has been drawn or selected to be stoned, even the family members that once loved them go after them. They pick up the rock and throw just as hard as everybody else.
Indeed, and this does sound very familiar. You always talk about people who say, oh, I'm really close to my family, but then when someone elderly gets sick or something and they need to figure out who's supposed to take care of them, or when they die and who's going to get the inheritance, they suddenly become enemies overnight, and this happens pretty much in any culture. So that's kind of what this is all about. We can all turn on each other overnight, basically. So we all participate or take part in the killing. That's what this phrase here means, to take part in or to participate in something, to be part of the activities.
Okay, guys, this is probably a good place to take a break. We'll listen to our Chinese teacher for a few minutes, and then we'll be back.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是 Alice。今天我们要阅读的文章是 Unit 12， 文学单元的第三天课程。文章的第一段提到，这篇故事中的乐透活动代表着人们对传统的盲目遵从。我们看到第一段的第二句， The villagers assemble every year for this event, treating it like a normal occurrence。村民每年为这个活动聚集在一起，将它视为一个正常事件。名词 occurrence 有事件或是发生的意思，通常是指很平常或是很常见的事。Occurrence 的动词是 occur, O-C-C-U-R, 是发生的意思，相当于 happen 或者是 take place, 而 take place 还有举行的意思。但 occur 和 happen多用于没有经过安排或是偶然发生的事，而 take place 多用于事先安排好而发生的事。要注意的是 occur, happen 和 take place 都是不及物动词，后面不会直接接受词，以事件当主词，没有被动。例如 The Christmas party will take place this Friday night. 圣诞节派对将会在这个星期五晚上举办。我们看到第一段的倒数第二句。Jackson's story serves as a call to future generations. 杰克森的故事可以作为对未来世代的呼吁。动词片语 serve as 是当作、作为的意思。在使用这个片语的时候要小心，要用主动语态而不是用被动。例如 This spare room can serve as an office. 这个空下来的房间可以当作办公室。动词 serve 还有以下几种常见的意思，例如端上或是供应食物。 Dinner will be served on your arrival at the hotel. 在你抵达旅馆的时候就会供应晚餐。 serve 还有任职、服役的意思，例如 The soldier has served in the army for 2 years. 这位士兵已经在军队服役两年了。另外 serve 也有发球的意思，例如 As the tennis player failed to serve the ball again, laughter echoed around the court. 当这名网球员又再次发球失败的时候，整个球场回荡着笑声。最后如果我们说 It serves somebody right for doing something, 就是指某人因为做了某事而活该，例如It served Janet right to receive a traffic ticket for running the red light. 珍妮特因为闯红灯而收到一张罚单，真是活该。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about some of the ideas and the themes in our featured story, The Lottery by Shirley Jackson, published in the New Yorker magazine way back in 1948, and it still resonates today. Now, remember, we're talking about some different ideas. We're talking about culture and tradition. That's why people are doing this, just because we've always done it, so we're going to keep on doing it. We also talk about the theme of family. Family members can turn on each other if something is involved. We all become kind of, self-protective, I guess. We're always out
selfish.
Every man is in it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
We try to think our best friend will never betray us or my dear sister will never betray me, but we all have our price. When money's involved or something, we can turn on a dime. But in any case here, let's move on. It says, then when the person has died, rather, the family comes together once again to mourn their loss. Oh, they're gone. I feel so sad. That's what to mourn means. You just show or feel deep sorrow, deep sadness, or deep regret, especially if someone has died.
That's right. So here, Jackson's kind of pointing out the unusual patterns of family interaction in society. How sometimes families are close and they have those really strong bonds or links and connections to each other. And at other times, they don't. They're looking out for themselves. They're more selfish. Interaction means to have interaction, some sort of reciprocal action between two or more people. You're doing things together. She implies that while people show affection for their relatives, when times get tough, hey, they're quick to throw those stones at them and condemn them for their bad luck. Affection just means a love, a caring that you have for someone, a fondness, a feeling of a great liking for somebody. And most people show affection for their relatives when things are great, when things are going well, but when things get tough, as Tom mentioned, for example, sometimes when a family member dies, there's a fight over the things that person has left behind, and suddenly it becomes about money and not about the family or love. So when things get tough, they're also quick to throw stones at them to hurt those family members that they had professed to love and condemn them for their bad luck. Oh, you lost your job? Oh, that's too bad, but I can't help you. You know, I only have enough money for myself. If you condemn someone, you express complete disapproval of them for something they've done.
Yeah, you're bad luck, so we don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
So they not only punish them, but they blame them mm-hmm. for causing bad luck. And I've heard so many stories similar to this, how people hate their brothers and sisters. They're not being responsible. I hear this here in Taipei from people all the time. I hear it back home as well. So, yeah, people can be pretty mean. And the day before, they seemed like they were angels.
Mm.
So, yeah, this certainly resonates with modern society. I'm not saying everybody's bad, but it can happen pretty easily. You might be surprised. Now, moving on now to the final paragraph here, it says the story also highlights the randomness of persecution in the world. So this is the highlight here. A highlight can be both a noun and a verb. Here it's being used as a verb. To highlight something just means to stress certain things or to make sure that you notice something. So it highlights this randomness. It lets us know about this. Randomness just refers to there's no particular order. Things just come at random. They come out of nowhere. There's no method or no conscious decision.
That's right. So sometimes it just happens. There wasn't a method to it, a method to the madness. There's some randomness of persecution in the world. The people that are treated horribly or with hostility because of who they are, maybe their race, their political ideas, their religious views, some of this just happens randomly and not without a lot of thought. Now, in the story, a villager is killed each year due to nothing but bad luck. You pick the wrong piece of paper, which does seem very random. There are a lot of bad people in the world. Why don't we pick those people first and kill them first? I don't know.
Yeah, the wicked are rewarded and the good suffer. We often see this. They're punished. So that's kind of what this is saying here. Sometimes evil people get away with stuff and the good people suffer. So that's kind of relating to the randomness here.
Right.
And what's particularly terrifying or scary is that ordinary people join in Tessie's killing with joy and enthusiasm, even though she has done nothing wrong. Again, there's no relationship between her and the bad harvest. They're just saying, hey, we got to kill her because we're supposed to, and they actually have fun doing it. Yeah, this is cool. Picking up a rock and throwing it at somebody and watching their head crack open.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting. If you have a lot of enthusiasm, you have a lot of excitement for something that's going on, it makes you happy, you've got a lot of interest, you're eager to do something, and they do kill this person, Tessie, with joy and enthusiasm. Now, this theme remains relevant today as people are quick to criticize others without always knowing the facts. Boy, that's the truth. I think, I don't know about Taiwan, but in America, we've got a divided country right now where people are quick to criticize each other without having a good conversation. You know, we're just calling names and throwing rocks. Now, if something's relevant, guys, it just means it's appropriate to what you're talking about or it's closely connected to what we're talking about. And this theme does remain relevant today. We're going through this as we see people quick to criticize others and not going and finding out all the facts first.
How often do you have conversations with people and within 1 or 2 minutes they're already complaining about somebody, about how they didn't do this right or they didn't check something first or how irresponsible they are? So, yes, indeed, we're always willing to criticize and condemn others. And we really don't know the facts. We don't know why they did that. So that's a theme in the story that is applicable to modern times. And many feel that once society has deemed someone someone's actions to be bad, they are within their rights to bully them without any repercussions. Okay, so yes, indeed, if society has deemed someone to be bad, here deem is a verb that just means you've determined that someone is bad or mm-hmm. you've decided
right.
that they're bad.
Yeah, so if society has decided that someone's actions are bad, hey, we're within our rights to bully them without any repercussions. If you're within your rights, it means you have the right to do this because you've earned it. And if you bully someone, of course, there are lots of ways to bully. You can call people names, but you use your strength or power over those who are more weak. And those without power to hurt them. And you have this, and you can bully them without any repercussions. Repercussions means consequences. You can bully people, and nothing's going to happen to you because you earned the right to bully them.
Indeed, and we see this all the time, people bullying other people and getting away with it. So again, this story does reflect modern society as well. So what are you waiting for? You should probably read this story, and you can probably point out all sorts of people that you know in this story. It would be quite an exciting experience for you. So there you have it. That's our literature unit that we've been discussing for the past 3 days, and that brings us to the end. But still, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
文章的第二段提到，故事也质疑社会中的家庭关系。我们看到第二段最后一句的后半部分 ，When times get tough, they are quick to throw stones at them and condemn them for their bad luck. 当日子变得艰难时，他们立即指责亲戚。并因为他们的不幸而谴责他们。动词 condemn 有谴责、指责的意思。condemn somebody for doing something 就是指谴责某人做了某事。以下几个单字或片语也有谴责或是指责的意思。例如 denounce, D-E-N-O-U-N-C-E The public denounced the police for their use of violence.大众谴责警察使用暴力 Reprimand R-E-P-R-I-M-A-N-D 例如 The shopkeeper reprimanded the child for shoplifting 这位店主谴责这个小孩在商店行窃 Tell off T-E-L-L O-F-F The teacher told me off for coming to school late againLaw Shi Zi Zhe Wo Sang Xue Yo Chi Dao. Wen Zhang Zhe Hui Duan Ti Dao, Zhe Gu Shi Ye Pi Ping, Zhi Yao Shi Hui Ren Wei Mo Ren Shi Tuo De, Taman Zhe Hui Ren Wei Zi Ji Yeo Chen Li, Chu Chen Zhe Zhuo Tuo Shi De Ren, Jiu Suan Taman Bu Liao Jie Chen Bu De Zhen Xiang. Wen Kan Tao Zhe Hui Duan Di San Zhu De Chen Ban Bu Fen. What's particularly terrifying is that ordinary people join in Tessie's killing with joy and enthusiasm.尤其可怕的是，一般人带着喜悦与热情参与黛西的谋杀。What 在本句是复合关系代名词的用法，相当于 the thing which 或是 all that。That 可以省略，意思是什么什么的东西或事情。因为 what 就等于先行词加上 which， 所以 what 前面不用再加先行词。举个例子。What we can do now is patiently wait for the result. 我们现在能做的事情就是耐心的等待结果。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we certainly hope that you have enjoyed our lesson about our featured short story, The Lottery. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.